This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. New Mexico files suit to halt two proposed high-level nuclear waste storage facilities. On Monday, Attorney General Hector Balderas took a necessary step to protect the people, environment, and economy of New Mexico by filing a lawsuit against the United States Regulatory Commission to stop its efforts to license two proposed facilities for high-risk, high-level radioactive waste from nuclear power plants. Balderas alleges the proposals present a clear and present danger to New Mexico because of the risky and long-term burdens they impose on the state. The suit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of New Mexico. Holtec International is proposing to build and operate a consolidated storage facility located halfway between Carlsbad and Hobbs, New Mexico, in the oil patch. Holtec is seeking a license to store 8,680 metric tons of uranium vertically in 500 lead-lined canisters for 40 years, with future expansion to 10,000 canisters containing 100,000 metric tons of uranium for 120 years or longer. Also, Interim Storage Partners is proposing to expand Waste Control Specialist low-level waste facility in Texas, located 5 miles east of Eunice, New Mexico. Its application calls for storage of 40,000 metric tons of uranium for at least 40 years. The license applications have a fatal flaw that NRC has ignored while it continues to process the applications. Challenges from local community members have been rejected, as well as the expert comments from New Mexico state agencies. The fatal flaw? The applications of the limited liability corporations assume that the Department of Energy, DOE, will take title to the waste and pay the costs. But the 1982 Nuclear Waste Policy Act prohibits DOE from taking title until a permanent federal repository is operating. Yucca Mountain, the only proposed disposal facility, has been canceled for more than a decade. Even so, the applications state that a permanent repository will be built by 2048. This means that unacceptable burdens would fall on New Mexico should NRC illegally grant one or both licenses. New Mexico would be responsible for emergency preparedness and response for transportation-related accidents along road and rail transportation routes that have yet to be disclosed, which creates imminent and substantial endangerment to the diverse communities of New Mexico. Attorney General Balderas explains why he took the legal action, quote, "I want to mitigate dangers to our environment and to other energy sectors. It is fundamentally unfair for our residents to bear the risks of open-ended uncertainty," end quote. In the lawsuit, New Mexico asks the court for a preliminary injunction to suspend the licensing processes, as well as to declare the case in its favor. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week wherever you get your podcasts.